I don't see it.
I don't
know. So, and then Cliff Kingsbury.
Hero move of the day.
Did you like the hire, by the way?
Yeah, of offensive coordinator?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Cliff Kingsbury is very strong offensive coordinator.
I read a headline, did not read the story, but I read a headline that said, this is what the world has come to, that said, hire of Cliff Kingsbury shows that USC is once again serious about football. He clearly always put up numbers. His team's always put up numbers.
Yeah.
So, you admired the press release because
at the very bottom of the personal information, right after it gets done with his playing career and the things that he did in high school, who his parents are, born on August the 9th, 1979, he is single. This is in the press release. My man is not telling the story. My man is telling his story. He is moving to L.A.
He is single and ready to mingle. Normally, you often say, I have a bio, and it says Jeff Calkins, and I'll say in mine, Jeff Calkins has three sons and two, sadly, furry Bernese mountain dogs, right? It's common to put family stuff in your bio.
I believe mine says, and I have a black lab-ish who's on a constant search for more food.
Right. So you put those things.
Yeah.
It's not, you think it's literally planting the flag in the ground saying, ladies, I've arrived.
It's two things. Number one, it is that. And number two, it is a declaration of war on Sean McVay. Cliff Kingsbury has sat around and let Sean McVay become the darling of the good-looking coaches club. And you know what? Cliff Kingsbury is
there. Is Sean McVay single?
He's not married, but he is living with like a Ukrainian supermodel. So
good for him.
Yeah. Turns out. Turns out.
Is Cliff Kingsbury good looking?
According to most females, yes. According to my girlfriend, extremely.
Extremely good looking.
Yes.
Okay.
When he puts on the Ray-Bans.
Chris Harrington's going to join us in the next segment. We got to take a break. Back in a moment, Jeff Calkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Eric Hasseltine Show. Weekdays from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m.
Bring it up.
Put three on the board.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
Men, you're probably hearing a lot of talk about erectile dysfunction pills and how cheap and easy it is to treat ED with just a click or a call. Well, the Memphis Men's Clinic wants you to know that those little blue pills may not be for everyone. Over time, the responsiveness they promise can wear out and the nasty side effects can increase. In fact, many of our patients are guys who've become frustrated with the performance of those pills. At Memphis Men's Clinic, we go way beyond prescribing a simple pill. Our physicians offer a precision approach that delivers an effective dose of medicine designed to minimize side effects and prolong effectiveness. And works in minutes, not hours, like pills. Call 901-443-0304 to schedule your $99 office visit at the Memphis Men's Clinic. The appointment is free if our medicine doesn't work for you. Call Memphis Men's Clinic today, 901-443-0304, for treatment that goes beyond pills. Improve your performance. Improve your life.
The Live Love Memphis Group is the official realtor of the Memphis Grizzlies. They've sold over 1,100 houses in 10 years.
And now she's sold mine, John. The website is livelovememphis.com. The phone number is 901-685-6000. The person I asked for is Jennifer Carstensen. She took care of me. She's going to take care of you, too.
Here's the best reasons to try the burgers at the Sear Shack. Number one, they're locally owned and operated. Number two, the buns. Most burger places don't even mention the bread, but at the Sear Shack, it's a must. All their seared burgers are served on their homemade and freshly baked artisanal buns, baked fresh in-house every single day. And number three, the sear. They only use 100% fresh, never frozen Angus beef. Come try for yourself in Bartlett at 7424 Stage Road. Complete menu and locations at thesearshack.com.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And my team and I want to thank you for voting us Memphis Most Best Insurance Agency in Memphis. Call 901-767-7777. 744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Looking to raise the standard on Christmas gifts this year? Come see us at Lads for the perfect golf car to surprise your loved one. We have them in new and used models with plenty of options to add and customize. The all-new club car Onward is sure to be the talk of the household this holiday season. Lads, Witten, and I-40, or visit us online at ladsonline.com.
Lads, up your life with Lads. Lads, up your life.
It's time.
time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
What do I get? Oh, what do I get? What do I get? Oh, what do I get? I'm in distress. I need a caress. What do I get? No, I'm gonna make it. I just need a break. What do I get?
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is What Do I Get by the Buzzcocks, the great either punky pop band or poppy punk band of British of the late 70s. The songwriter and singer there, Peter Shelley, died this week of a heart attack at age 63.
Oh, okay. Well, you have a mailbag up, and I want to get to that in a moment. I've tweeted it out, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. You can read Chris's mailbag if you go to his Twitter or if you go to my Twitter. His is at HarringtonNBA. Mine is at Jeff, G-E-O-F-F, underscore Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. The mailbag is there. It is a regular weekly feature of the Daily Memphian, which, by the way, you can subscribe to for a mere $7 a month. And now you can get year-long. I think, Chris, we now do this by the year. We've no longer do it monthly. We do it by the year so people can get their, I think, a year subscription for, whatever, $77 or something like that. Or, yes, that would be it, $77 a year because 1 month's free. So it makes a perfect holiday gift. Before I get to the mailbag, the Grizzlies play the Pelicans tonight. Your thoughts?
This is, a few weeks ago we talked about, these two five-game sets against other teams in the Western Conference playoff race, and they went 4-1, I believe, in that first five-game set. And then the second one just started against the Clippers, so they're 1-0 to start it. But now they have the Pelicans tonight, Lakers tomorrow night, at Denver, home Portland. And these are the teams in the mix that you're competing with. And so I think, they should strive to have a winning record in those games. At Denver, probably the toughest of the bunch. And so, I think it would, you don't expect this. You don't expect to win at New Orleans, but you can win at New Orleans, and it'd be a really good win to get. That's a team that's playing 500 ball, basically. They don't have much depth at all. They're highly dependent on their top, four or five players. And I think at least one or two of them are out, not Anthony Davis, but some of their other, top rotation players have been out. And so that would be a really good game to get. The subplot is that it's the first time we're going to see Jared Jackson Jr. and Anthony Davis head to head. Anthony Davis is unlikely Jared Jackson Jr. will be as good as Anthony Davis, but if you want to dream, that's the high end. That's one of the high end comps, right? Like we talked about that earlier in the week, that his rookie numbers are in many ways comparable to what Anthony Davis did as a rookie. And so it'll be interesting to see those two players on the floor together.
Right now, the Pelicans would not be in the playoffs, and the Grizzlies are 2.5 games up on the Pelicans. The Pelicans are sitting at, they're tied for 11th. It's just amazing. There they are. The Jazz at 11, they were tied with the Pelicans, and the Rockets at 13, and the Spurs at 14. It's like this stuff is upside down. There was some numbers that the Big League put together about if you are in the playoffs. The last 5 years, looking at 25 games in, if you're in the playoffs, where is that as a predictor? And in the Western Conference, 7.2 of the 8 teams that were in the playoffs after 25 games made the playoffs. So most did. Of course, I'm not sure that most years are as bunched as this one. No one came from further out than 3 games. If you're more than 3 games out after 25, you're not making it. And no one dropped out from more than if you're 3 games in. And the Grizzlies are basically, Grizzlies are 2.5 games in. Like, they've got not much of a cushion, but they have some cushion. I don't know. It's a strange year.
Yeah, I think you're going to hit that 7 number, maybe even 8, but probably that 7 number in the East. I'm not convinced you're going to hit that 7 number in the West this year. I think it's more volatile than that. As you indicated, it's just so bunched up. And so I think this is a year that runs a little counter to the early trends or could. Somebody asked me last night, actually, you know, if I thought the Grizzlies would make the playoffs, and I said, you know, I think they have a good chance, but I wouldn't quite put it at 50-50 yet. I would still have it a little below that. And the person was surprised for me to say that. But the point I made was I think there are 4 teams that I feel pretty strongly are going to make the playoffs in the West, and only 1 or 2 I feel pretty strongly are not. And so you get, you know, into a, you know, a 9-10 team for 4 spots thing, and so it's hard to have confidence in that.
The teams that you are confident will make the playoffs, I presume, are the Nuggets, the Thunder, the Warriors, and who?
The Lakers would be my 4th team. I just think LeBron is such a tiebreaker amid a scrum of players. And I do think there's more potential for that team to improve itself if they choose to do so going forward. And so that would be the 4th team that at this point I think will make the playoffs, yeah.
Right. And then the scrum includes the Clippers, who've got a good, nice, a little bit of a head start on everybody. But not that much. They're only a game and a half up on the Grizzlies, honestly.
Right.
The Clippers, the Grizzlies, the Trailblazers, the Mavericks, the Kings, the Timberwolves, the Jazz, the Pelicans, the Rockets, the Spurs, like literally everybody but the Suns. And the Spurs seem like the longest of shots among that group at this point.
Yeah, the Spurs and the Kings are the first 2 names I would cross off. I would do that to the Mavericks, but they're making noise about maybe making some trades to try to get in this year and make themselves better for this year. So who knows?
Right. Because we won't talk to you before the Lakers come into town. Obviously, they got the Pelicans tonight, and then LeBron and the Lakers come in tomorrow. Your thoughts on where they are now?
You know, I still don't think that team is that good around LeBron, but LeBron is just so good, and the West is so unsettled. And they've been on a good stretch. They've won 4 in a row, 7 of their last 10. You know, I would actually tend to give the Grizzlies a slight edge in that game at home, I would think. But it'll be, it's just as an atmosphere, it's going to be interesting. I was trying to think, like, you know, because LeBron has always been an attraction on his own, and the Lakers have always been an attraction on their own. And so, like, you have this Wonder Twin power of, like, putting those 2 forces together. Is that going to make it, like, more of an attraction than ever before? I'm not sure that this, even with LeBron, this year's Lakers is a bigger deal coming into town than the Shaq and Kobe Lakers, who had 2 of those guys and were the best team in the NBA
right
at the time. But I think it might be comparable. I don't know. Maybe it's comparable to when the LeBron Heat came to town as the best team in the league, just because it is LeBron on the Lakers, right?
I think that's right. The fact that they're not the best team, the Shaq and LeBron, the Shaq and Kobe Lakers had Shaq, Kobe, and then they had the glamour. I mean, they had everything the Warriors have too, which is their dominant, right? So they were all that wrapped up. They were all that wrapped up into one. I think you're right, though. I think this is absolutely as big as LeBron on the Heat, I think. Of course, they had Dwayne Wade on the Heat too. Like, I mean, they had Bosh and Wade and whatever. They were here. It's LeBron. It's the Lakers, and it's also the first time you have, and it's also a Saturday night during the holidays.
Right.
I just think it's going to be kind of crazy and fun to see it all unfold. there is the stuff that's happened this week has come out with KD saying basically that it's toxic to play with LeBron. It looks like KD's not ending up on the Lakers, which probably makes you makes you happy.
That's a good point. Yeah.
But does this suggest that if you're the Lakers, it's in fact going to be hard to get the free agent, and that the best way to get the other pieces you need is in some kind of a deal? I do think it's a kind of a mixed blessing to play with LeBron.
It's funny you should ask that, because someone, an NBA person outside of Memphis I talked to yesterday, suggested maybe Marc Gasol would make sense for the Lakers next season. That if they don't get Anthony Davis and they're just looking, you know, for veterans to help win next season, that LeBron, that Marc Gasol would fit well with LeBron on that team. Who knows?
That would be miserable.
But to me, the real question for them is, because I always thought that they were set up to improve their team this season, right? Like LeBron, you sign LeBron, I know it's a long-term contract, but like he's not going to be better than he is this season going forward, right? So if you have LeBron, you should be trying to win right now. So I always assumed that they would make trades in season, whoever became available. Like earlier this season, I thought maybe that would be Kemba Walker. Now it looks like Bradley Beal is like the best bet. But you do wonder if Anthony Davis' situation hanging out there and the idea that he will be available this summer, which is what a lot of people around the NBA believe, if that is going to keep a team like the Lakers from using their best trade assets now. Because do you want to give up assets that you would need to make an Anthony Davis trade later on? And so I do wonder if that is going to keep the Lakers from striking out this season the way I originally thought they would.
He would be available this summer. When's his contract up?
I believe the thing is he would, if I haven't read right in the detail, but I believe the deal is he's eligible for the big extension this summer. And if he declines to sign that extension, basically that is him telling the Pelicans, I'm leaving. And then at that point, they would trade him. That is sort of the operating belief, I believe.
Right. I gotcha. Okay. On to the mailbag, at least some of this. I'm not going to spoil it all. Because I want folks to read it, and they should read it, and it's excellent. One of the questions had to do with the Grizzlies developing players for the future, and are they giving up on developing for the future? And I just wanted to talk about a couple of second round draft picks: Ivan Rabb, who's now in the G League, and Javon Carter. They have very different trajectories, I think, in futures with the team, but in terms of this year, do you think Javon Carter is going to get a shot at some point? And I think you imply that you think the clock is ticking on Ivan Rapp.
Javon Carter will get a shot at some point because they have 3-point guards on the roster, and Mike Conley and Shelvin Mack aren't both going to play 82 games. And so at some point, they're going to need another point guard to play in a rotation. Even if he doesn't pass Shelvin Mack like in the pecking order, there are going to be games. I mean, it's unusual at this point that it hasn't already happened. But there's just no way those guys are both going to play 82 games. I mean, look at their histories. And so, yes, Javon Carter will play at some point. The question to me is, will they start working him into the mix even before that occurs? And I feel like they should. I thought he's played well enough in the G League to sort of start forcing his way in a little bit, at least in spots. And I just feel like when you draft a guy that high, second pick in the second round, who is a 4-year college player, and you only sign him to a 2-year contract, they don't have the typical option on the third year like they had with Dylan Brooks. When you do that, like, you're drafting him to help you in the next 2 years. And so I think he's going to replace Shelvin Mack if Shelvin Mack has like 2 bad games in a row again? No, but I think at some point they will work him into the mix to some degree, and then at some point they're going to be forced to play him significant minutes because they're just going to need another point guard.
Do you have? He is not the player you would have picked. I remember that. Do you have?
No, but I didn't hate it either.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen him. Like, I haven't. He has not played a single NBA minute. Yeah, I've seen him in summer league. I saw him in preseason a little bit, but he had the injury. I haven't really watched any of the G League, to be honest with you. I've talked to people who have watched it. I've looked at his stats. I think it seems like he would be a good defender, certainly a physical defender at the least. And it seems like he can shoot, so he's not just a specialist. the doubt on him has always been, can you run a team at the NBA level? Like, are you a good enough ball handler, a playmaker, decision maker to really be an NBA point guard? And that, we have no idea. But as a defender, shot maker kind of role player, point guard, like, you know, Patrick Beverley type of player, I mean, I think that's the idea with him. And so I don't in any way rule that out just because I haven't seen it. Like, it wasn't, like you mentioned Ivan Rabb in the question. I had much more doubts about Ivan Rabb. Like, with Javon Carter, it's a pick I wouldn't have made. But with Ivan Rabb, I thought it was a bad pick because I'd watched him play, and I didn't think his skill set and athleticism matched at the NBA level. And a year and a half into it, that's still what it looks like. He's a good basketball player. He's not an NBA basketball player, is what it looks like. And so I don't have that level of doubt about Carter. I just really don't know.
Right. And then the last question that I wanted to bring up, there's a whole bunch. You can read them again at the Daily Memphian, dailymemphian.com, is someone asks if the presence of Noah makes it more likely that the Grizzlies will trade Jamichael Green at some point this season. He's obviously a free agent at the end of this year. And in fact, I'm going to wrap it all in here. There are a bunch of free agents at the end of this year. Garrett Temple is a free agent at the end of this year. Marc Gasol is a free agent at the end of this year. And Jamichael Green is a free agent at the end of the year. It looks like the Grizzlies are going to be competing for a playoff spot, I would predict, well past the trade deadline. So
right. They're
not, I don't, barring injury or something, I don't see them getting rid of assets to make that will make the team worse, period, because they'll want to make the playoffs, even if it's Jamichael Green or whatever else. I can see them flipping assets to try to help their wing perimeter play or something. I don't know. How do you see how they will? And it's a long way from now, but just taking a preliminary look, how do you see them approaching the trade deadline?
Yeah, no, it's interesting because in that scenario, which I do agree is the most likely, it sort of narrows what you might be trying to do. They are not going to be a mortgage the future for the present team. Like, they're not going to trade Jaren Jackson. They're not going to trade future picks, which they sort of can't really do that well anyway because of what they owe to Boston. And so it's not going to be like some years in the past where, like, you trade a future first for Ronnie Brewer or you trade a future first for Jeff Green. Even as a playoff contender, they're not going to do that kind of trade. But on the other end of the spectrum, they are not going to do the opposite of that. They're going to be in the mix by the trade deadline more than likely. And so they're not going to make themselves worse now for draft assets and future assets, even though there are people who will probably make the case that they should. That's not what's going to happen. And so it really narrows what they're trying to do, in which case it becomes, are you willing to trade secondary pieces and expiring contracts for players who can help you now? And the only way you're going to get players who can help you now in those situations is if they have multiple years of questionable salary on their books. And so at that point, it becomes not just a this year question, but a next year question. Like, do you make that kind of trade to help you now if you don't think you're bringing Mike and Mark and everybody back and trying to be a playoff team again next season? And so it's going to become, in terms of what would likely be a fairly minor trade or trades they would make, it's going to be a really complicated multi-year question about what they're doing as a franchise when it gets to that point. But to get back to the initial question, yeah, I think if Noah pans out, then that does make it easier to trade Jamichael Green's expiring contract later in the season because, you know, you would be set at center with Gasol and Noah, and you would sort of be set at backup power forward because I think Kyle Anderson and Omri Caspi are both perfectly good, like, backup power forwards and probably in a lot of ways better at that position than at the three where they've been playing, you know, since Jamichael Green's come back. And so, yeah, and I do think it makes it easier. But at the same time, like, Jamichael Green's good. And I think what we saw in that Clipper game is that the combination of Jamichael Green and Joakim Noah off the bench, like, two guys who play with sort of chippiness and energy and force, like, that could end up being, like, a real, like, thing for the Grizzlies this season, is the idea of bringing both of those guys off your bench.
I want to get back to just very briefly. You said some people would make the argument that even if they're in playoff contention, they should should get rid of their pending free agents for future assets, that it would only make sense to do that. And that would be, honestly, like, it would make sense. Some would say it would make sense to go to Mark and say, are you going to, you know, what are your intentions at the end of this year? And if you're not going to if you're not going to sign, if your intentions are to go to the Lakers, we'll flip you somewhere now. Like, get something for it.
Who are the two players we have compared Jaren Jackson to as the tippy-top best-case scenarios?
Anthony Davis.
Yep.
And Kevin Garnett.
What was Kevin Garnett's history in Minnesota? What was Anthony Davis? What is Anthony Davis' history in New Orleans been?
They both didn't win enough, and then they won it out.
Right. And so the looming question is, what is the best way to build a team going forward around Jaren Jackson Jr. that can prevent those scenarios from reoccurring here? And that I don't think that's something we need to dwell on right now. I'm surprised there haven't been like 5,000 fan blog posts already about that. But that's the sort of the cloud on the horizon of this big decision to be made. And I don't know what the right answer to that is. I really don't. But that is like, if you just say, man, we were good this year, and Mark will come back, and Michael come back, and we'll be good next year. And I'm not saying that's the wrong way to go, but do you risk looking up and the necessary rebuild happens 3 years down the line when Jaren Jackson is like 24 and now you're going to be really bad and now he's up for a contract to negotiate? You know what I'm saying? Like, right. It's going to get to a really complicated situation.
Yeah, and yes, one fabulous player is not enough in this league. You need to surround that fabulous player with other fabulous players. As we've seen, and what changes it this year is, even if you're building for the future, it doesn't make sense to unbundle assets this trade deadline because you still want to be good enough to convey the pick to Boston. So
yeah, it may depend on a little bit on what your status is relative to the league when you get to the trade deadline, but the general idea of yes, you want to. Your best thing for you long term is to get off of that Boston big. I've been saying that for a year, and I still believe it to be true. And so, yes, I think that makes it less pressing this season. It's more of a summer question, probably.
Mike Conley has the last question I'll have for you. Has now advocating that he should make the All-Star game more loudly than he has previously. I look at his chances this year, and I actually think they're reasonably. I mean, if you say Russ, Steph. James Harden, Damian Lillard, and Klay Thompson. I think probably Klay.
No, not Klay.
Okay, well,
Paul George will make the team.
Does he count as a guard?
He's a perimeter player, so I don't know. But Klay Thompson will not be an All-Star.
Okay, so you got four there. But then after that, like, is DeRozan is?
I think the question at that point is Conley versus DeRozan versus Drew Holiday. And I would make a pretty strong case today for Mike Conley.
And the case would be?
His team is better than those other two players' teams. And he is as important, if not more important, to his team than those players are. And just in terms of his production, it's comparable. Now, if you're just looking purely at stats, you're going to say, well, DeRozan's averaging, I don't know what it is, like 25, 5, and 5, or what, right?
He's averaging 24, right.
Yeah, and I think Drew Holiday's second in the league in assists after Kyle Lowry, or was the last time I looked, while averaging 20 points a game. And so, and DeRozan was all NBA last year. He's sort of a bigger name. And so, I mean, I could see a scenario where coaches want one of those two players. But I think Conley would have the edge, and I do not think, Klay Thompson would be a defensible choice. I don't think C.J. McCollum would be a defensible choice. I don't think Chris Paul at this stage would be a defensible choice, even though he's a big name. And I really hope they wouldn't do like the Luka thing, right, over Mike Conley.
Right. All right, Chris, we will. I'll see you at the forum tomorrow, and we will talk to you on Monday. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Chris Harrington, you can read his mailbag with lots more questions at the Daily Memphian. In the meantime, if you're putting up your tree and you notice that some cracks in the walls of your home, or that the trees are not level because your floors are sloping to sink a little bit, you could have a foundation problem. And if you have a foundation problem, you have a serious problem, you need to get in touch with Redeemers Group. Local company that's been serving Memphis and the Mid-South for more than a decade, offers complete and permanent solutions at an affordable price. You know this by now. They do foundation repair, crawl space repair, concrete leveling, and basement waterproofing. Not just basement waterproofing. If water's getting into your crawl space, if water's getting into your garage, call Redeemers Group. They will send an expert out. Call them at 541-8765, 541-8765. They'll send an expert out and they'll look at the problem and they'll tell you if you have a problem. And if you have a problem, they'll tell you how to fix that problem. And if you mention my name, Jeff Calkins, you will get an additional $50 off the repair price. The estimate, the expert analysis is 100% free. Not one of these deals where they charge you for the visit. Not at all. It is 100% free. So there's no reason not to proceed. The number again, 541-8765, 541-8765, or on the web, redeemersgroup.com. Jeff Calkins Show back in a moment, 92.9 FM ESPN.
I love this time of year, winter in Memphis. This is Sheldon Rosengarten, also known as Shell Dunn, with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. You dress like Eskimos for a few days, and then it's like a balmy spring day. Should you build a fire and sit at home? No. You really need to think about selling your home now instead of waiting until the spring. Why? Right now is a perfect opportunity to sell a house. The inventory and the rates are low. Sellers who wait for the spring when there is more competition don't have the advantage that you do now. I've sold houses on almost all the major holidays, including Christmas Eve, New Year's Day, and this year worked two offers on Thanksgiving. If you're thinking of selling down the road, think sooner rather than later. And think about contacting me to help get prepared, whether it's next week or in March. Find out about my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shell Bucks option. You can reach me at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Shell Dunn at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com.
There are margaritas, and then there are
margaritas!
Bring your party thirst to La Herradura Mexican Restaurant, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in Memphis. Made from scratch guacamole, massive plates of Mexican cuisine, and the only restaurant on Summer Avenue with a full bar. Happy hour Monday through Thursday, 2 to 6 p.m. with
margaritas
for only $2. Don't miss karaoke every Friday night. La Herradura Mexican Restaurant, 4090 Summer Avenue. Just like being in Mexico.
The holidays are so full of cheer, there's barely time to make dinner. So order the Chili's 3-for-$10 deal to go.
Take Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
You'll sing when you get an entree, starter, and Coke for just $10.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Order Chili's for the whole family.
Mom, dad, and kids, baby, kids, baby, kids.
And relax with Chili's at home.
While you sit on your butt, baby, butt.
Hey, not in front of the kids.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Mm-hmm. And take your Chili's to go,
baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only.
Tis the season to load up the family and fa-la-la over to the relatives. But fa-la-la-ing can get tricky if your vehicle starts to jingle bell all over the road. Well, that's when a little white Christmas could turn the drive into a silent night by the roadside. Let Pep Boys help you get there safely and save you money, too. Now buy three Cooper Adventurer tires and get the fourth free when installed by our pros. It includes a free one-year roadside assist package, lifetime rotation, alignment check, plus they'll even check your brakes for free.
Joy to the drive, only at Pep Boys.
Four-tire installation package required for tire offer. Free services for rewards and members. See restrictions at PepBoys.com.
Hey, this is John Martin. I'm here with my man, Dr. Burgess. He's my dentist. He should be your dentist, too. Why is that, Dr. Burgess?
Well, John, you know, no matter what we do, we don't really treat teeth. We treat patients, whether it's same-day crowns, cosmetic dentistry, whatever it is, we can take care of all your dental needs.
He's my dentist. He changed my smile. He'll do the same for you. Where can people find out about you, Dr. Burgess?
At burgess-dental.com or 756-8111.
That's burgess-dental.com. Thanks, Doc.
Dreading the same old holiday gatherings? Then come, all ye frightful, to the Haunted Web's Christmas Nightmare! For 2 weekends only, the largest, most disturbing haunted house in Memphis spreads holiday fear to you and yours. Friday and Saturday, December 7th and 8th, 14th and 15th, the Haunted Web of Horrors has decked the halls for a holiday haunting you will never forget. Even though it's all indoors, you'll still feel all the chills. So much fear, just one place. The Haunted Web's Christmas Nightmare. 2 weekends only, December 7th and 8th, 14th and 15th, at the corner of Perkins Road and I-240. Get dates, times, tickets, and directions now at hauntedweb.com. Scary nightmares to all, and to all, a good fright. hauntedweb.com.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9 ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Be my love, my little great friend, my cushion, my shirt, my Eleanor bug, and we tumbled around.
how much you spend. The most important thing is what you have under the tree. And at Robert Irwin Jewelers, they have the solution for you. They got a new jewelry design, gets its inspiration from your journey together, featuring intertwining diamonds set in gold and silver to represent the twists, turns, and curves of life. Love's crossing. Starts at $199. Or maybe 1-carat diamond earrings. Those are a classic. Beautiful, stunning, loved. $799 at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Or maybe this is the time when you wish to get engaged. Christmas and New Year's, the perfect time to make the perfect proposal. They've got stunning rings in stock, or you can design your own. And I'll tell you this, because I went to one of their they had an evening where they sort of it was diamonds and ice, or ice and was it bourbon? What were they serving? Well, anyway, they basically just invited people to come in, hang out, and look at couples to come in, hang out.
It was a bourbon night.
And look at, yeah, and look at rings. And what strikes you is that's just how relaxed and informative and low pressure they are. They don't tell you you have to spend X percent of your salary on a ring or anything else. They tell you, in fact, it's probably a silly thing to go deeply into debt as you're embarking on a marriage. I couldn't be more impressed by Howie and the folks at Robert Irwin Jewelers and just how they approach their job. In addition, there is a new choice in diamonds that they are offering. They have all the traditional dug up from the ground, beautiful, stunning diamonds that we've always thought about. They also have alter-created diamonds now. These are real diamonds. They are just created as opposed to dug up out of the ground. Literally, the composition is exactly the same. They are not, people say, I got a text from someone said, I think you're going to have a hard time convincing a woman that to like this fake diamond. It's not a fake. It is an actual diamond. But just go look at them. Because they're 25 to 30%. I can't tell the difference. And here's the other thing. Neither can a gemologist tell the difference, because there is no difference. That's why they can't tell the difference. Only difference is how they are created. And they are 25 to 30% cheaper. And so you can get a bigger and more beautiful diamond, if that's the way you want to go. If you want to go the traditional dug up from the ground route, they have and have always had the best in the city. So go see Robert Irwin Jewelers. There's four locally owned locations, or you can check them out online at rijewelers.com. Okay, a few things we haven't gotten to yet today. One is the Heisman Trophy ceremony is coming up, and appears it is interesting. There are things in this world that we take for granted in sports.
Indeed.
As 100% settled, right?
Yep.
We knew it was 100% settled that Alabama was going to go undefeated and win the national championship.
Of course.
And then came the Georgia game, where it looked less settled. And actually, I think going into the playoff now, it looks so – I'm still pretty confident of that they're going to win the national championship. But there's a little bit of what we thought was 100% settled – is not necessarily 100% settled.
I mean, Tua not only looked human on Saturday, he at various points in the game looked straight up bad. And granted, he's injured and he had to have surgery, and that's a huge part of it. But before he had the injury that really knocked him out of the game.
We don't know. Obviously, there's a long time before the playoffs start, but we don't know how he will be.
Exactly.
Whether he will be injured. So there are now questions about things that we thought there were no questions, would be no questions about. Right?
Agreed.
It was pretty much 100% settled the Warriors were going to win the title the year that LeBron beat them, right?
Indeed.
So,
I mean, they won 73 freaking games.
Right. So, and it was absolutely 100% settled that Tua was going to win the Heisman Trophy. It was by how much. And now, according to Las Vegas,
indeed,
Kyler Murray's going to win the Heisman
Trophy. And this has gone up from yesterday. Yesterday, when I did the Eric Hasseltine show, Kyler Murray was a -200 favorite, essentially a 1-2 favorite, meaning he had double the chances of winning, of not winning. He has now moved, Jeff, today, currently a 3-1, or a 1-3 favorite, -300.
Let me ask you this, because I don't believe those odds. It's not like a game where the odds are moving because the money's coming in on one or the other, right?
No.
Is it? It's moving because they're learning. They're
getting more and more information
from Heisman voters.
Correct. And more people are voting.
Are saying that they're voting for Kyler Murray.
Correct. That's how they're getting the information.
Did you see, by the way, one of the draft dudes, it wasn't Mal, it was the other one.
Tanishay.
Yeah, said that he would be a first-round pick as a quarterback.
He's super accurate. And there's now less of a knock. There's less of a knock on being short. But, oh boy, like he's noticeably smaller than even Baker. And Baker made more plays from the pocket than Kyler Murray. But he is, I will give Kyler Murray this, that dude is lethally accurate.
Right. He's going to go play baseball. Wouldn't you play baseball?
Absolutely. Guaranteed money. Right. B, they can't kill me. That's a big one.
And you can play for 18 years. Now, you can as a quarterback, too. But mostly, it's just a game that doesn't...
Not as a mobile quarterback.
You don't see old baseball players in the condition that you see old football players.
Agreed.
And honestly, the old football players look old by the time they're 50.
Yes.
A lot of them.
Heck, half of them look old when they just... You see, like, they go away for a little bit, and then you see them at a Hall of Fame ceremony, and you're like, holy cow, I got old. And then you're like, oh, no.
That's just what football did. So, so will you be, here's the only part of it that I object to is, this is a little bit like what kind of numbers would Tua have put up had he been allowed to play?
Well, funny you should mention that. Yeah. I did the research for you.
Good.
So Tua played 210 fewer snaps on offensive plays in which he either ran the ball or threw the ball than Kyler.
Okay.
If you break it down based on per...
How many games is that? What is that? Is
210 snaps is
four games. No, it's three games.
It's closer to three games. It's basically
not
three,
even
fewer games.
Three games. Is it?
It's about three games. About 70 plays a game.
Yeah. Okay.
It's about three games. So when you break it down per play, Tua averages 6.2 yards per play. Kyler Murray averages around 6.3 yards per play. So essentially the exact same. Where it really splits is touchdowns per play. Tua averages a touchdown about 7.6% of plays, whereas Kyler Murray is only around 6.2% of plays.
Yeah, that's an interesting one, though.
And then when you factor...
Touchdowns also has to do with the team around you.
Sure. To me, both offense, like, the bigger issue that I would also point out, Kyler Murray played one defense that's ranked inside the top 25 in scoring defense, and Tua played four.
Right.
My bigger deal is I just think the Heisman, forget the whole, I can accept that it is a offensive award. Like, I just think in general, it's like, we don't make a big deal out of the MVP always being an offensive guy like we do in college football, it being an offensive guy. So I can completely set aside that issue. My bigger issue with the Heisman Trophy is, far too often now, it's become a recency bias award where the guy that's been the best player for pretty much the entire season, if he has a couple of pedestrian games late and then somebody comes on and has big games late, we just go, well, we're going to give it to that guy. Because it's almost like by the end of the season, when you've had a great season, there's almost like this fatigue.
Right.
And I think there was definitely some Tua fatigue.
This is the Peyton Manning phenomenon that you're referring to.
Peyton Manning phenomenon. I also think you could see it with Robert Griffin. I think you could also see it with Manziel. Like, I just think we've started to turn this to what did you do at the end of the season award? And there's no question in my mind, Tua was greatly hurt by the fact that until the SEC championship game, they did not play a game within 22 points this year.
Right. I will say this about the Heisman Trophy. It is one of those things, to me, it's like Miss America.
Yeah.
It is one of those things that once mattered hugely.
Yes.
And now does not really matter. Like, I used to, you always used to watch the Heisman ceremony. I'm not going to go out of my way to watch the Heisman ceremony. Diminished as Miss America. Miss America is more diminished.
I think that's
what it's on the same.
Yes.
Things that were once,
yes,
awards that were once enormous.
Completely agree.
That are much less so now.
I watched it only last year because obviously that was, you know, that was a part of me winning a Heisman Trophy. Like, that was my Heisman Trophy when Baker won.
Okay. And then
a little bit of coaching news. As you mentioned, the Kansas State job. So now reports, this is from Tom Martin in Kansas City. Sources, contract negotiations between Kansas State and top coaching target Seth Littrell, he was at North Texas, fell through when Littrell wanted to clean house and bring his entire staff to Manhattan. Kansas State said no. Sources also add that buyout terms may have also played a role in Littrell and Kansas State not getting a deal done. No secret, Littrell would like the opportunity to coach at Oklahoma down the road. So the Kansas State job now open again.
Littrell's really good, isn't he?
I think he's going to be a good football coach.
Yeah, I think Littrell's really good. Like, people have mentioned Littrell as a candidate for Memphis, but he wouldn't do that. Like, he's going to go bigger. You know, he wouldn't.
Yes.
He doesn't need the interim. I'm not saying Memphis is open. Were it to open,
sure.
I've heard the name Littrell tossed around as someone who would be good, but he didn't need to make that move at this point.
No, North Texas is a good job considering where he is. Right. Like, he gets to be North Denton.
He doesn't need to make the. He does not need to make the interim move. Okay, and then finally, I'll take a break. I'll come back, and we're going to take a break now. I read yesterday a story in the Washington Post about a dream that lots and lots and lots and lots of people have. Is there a dream like a bad, like a fear, like a I'm curious. Is there a recurring dream that you have?
The classic.
The classic that keeps recurring.
Sure.
That's a bad dream that you want to wake up from.
All right.
And here's one that they wrote. I'll tell you about another one that spans generations.
Okay.
I'll tell you what it is when we come back. That and more. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Looking for a thoughtful, memorable gift idea? Give someone a gift card to one of my favorite Memphis restaurants, Bounty on Broad. Do that, and you give them not just a thing, but an unforgettable experience. Bounty on Broad is a beautiful restaurant that makes you feel warm just to walk in the place. And the food is farm to table and exquisitely prepared. I've always loved the cornbread crusted fried oysters. It's one of my favorite dishes in all of Memphis. But I'm also crazy about the braised pork shank, the Moroccan spiced lamb ribs, the crispy Brussels sprouts, the creative drinks, the welcoming bar, and the sumptuous Saturday and Sunday brunch. The point is, give a gift certificate to Bounty on Broad and you're guaranteed to make someone happy this holiday season. Bounty also does private parties and has a special seasonal holiday menu. So give them a call at 410-8131. That's 410-8131. Or just stop by at 2519 Broad Avenue. Make someone's holidays merrier with a gift of Bounty on Broad.
This is what people are saying about James Gaddis Jewelers.
We love James Gaddis Jewelers. Everyone there is so friendly. My husband designed my engagement ring there, and we got his wedding ring there, too, because we like the people that work there so much. They treat us like we're the most important customers in the store. James Gaddis is our jeweler.
I purchased my wife's engagement ring and wedding ring at James Gaddis Jewelers and experienced nothing but really excellent service and value. They greeted me by name every time I went into the store and helped me find just the right ring I was looking for. She absolutely loves it, and I wouldn't go anywhere else but Gaddis Jewelers.
She'll never forget the year you gave her a gift from James Gaddis Jewelers. Hi, this is James Gaddis. This year, let us be your holiday destination and see why we've been voted the best jewelry store. Come shop with us at 4900 Poplar at Mendenhall and continue the family tradition at James Gaddis Jewelers.
I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants in the city. It's Bon Thai, the Thai restaurant on Peabody that's been voted the best Thai restaurant and one of Memphis' best patios for 16 straight years. I love Bon Thai, from the Thai Northern Curry Chicken to the Thai Red Snapper and much more. But here's the best part. It's a great place for dinner before a Grizzlies or Tigers game at the Forum, and you can leave your car in their secured parking lot and get a quick Uber or Lyft to avoid the parking mess. Open for lunch and dinner every day, but Monday they also have a banquet room that holds up to 100 for parties and company events. Give them a call at 272-1538 or just stop by at 1324 Peabody. I'll probably see you there.
Tis the season, and Dinstals is the place for all your holiday treats. From Christmas tree pretzels to cashew crunch, Dinstals has it all. Trim your tree and fill your stockings with Dinstals chocolate Santas, fudge suckers, and peppermint bark. Don't forget the chocolate pecan fudge, selected as number one fudge in America. Stop by your favorite Dinstals today. Laurelwood, Germantown, Pleasant View, and the new store in Collierville. Dinstals, made in Memphis and enjoyed by the whole world.
Only
25 cents.
Oh, my goodness, a fortune teller machine.
Oh, here, put this in.
Soon, your high blood pressure will require very expensive prescription drugs.
Your blood pressure?
How did he know about that?
I see everything.
Let's get out of here.
You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. Have questions about affordable Part D prescription drug plans? Give us a call or visit fbhealthplans.com. Farm Bureau Health Plan, we've got you covered.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey, Zoom. Start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking by offering a checking account that pays you. Visit OrionFCU.com to learn more.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9 ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It is a perfect weekend to knock out some holiday shopping, right? It is, because you're not frantic yet, but the time is clearly dawning, and so it is the moment. And the place where you can do it, where it will be a total pleasure, is Oak Hall. Shopping's like it meant to be, with attentive folks there to help you, and where everything is beautiful. And I will tell you this, put anything from that store under my tree and I will be thrilled. There's a book out about how you should examine all your clothing, and if it doesn't bring you joy, throw it out, right? Basically, and that seems like a high bar, but it is a bar that literally everything I own from Oak Hall sails over. The clothes bring you joy. They got some holiday favorites. There's an Peter Millar Essex quilted vest, absolutely stunning. Merino wool sweaters, absolutely stunning. Sports shirts, a quilted jacket that they are offering is absolutely stunning. Go on in and see my friends at Oak Hall this weekend. It also, by the way, opens Sunday. During the special Sunday hours, I think it's 1 to 5 on Sunday, Oak Hall for holiday shopping. So head on into Oak Hall. Let's wrap this baby up.
Now, it's the closing argument.
All right, so do you have a recurring bad dream?
So there are two recurring bad dreams that
I have. By the way, there's also a great dream that involving Lance Armstrong.
Yes.
Not light all the way. I'm going to tell you about it in a minute. What are your recurring bad
dreams? I have a recurring bad dream where the essential premise or the main point is that all of my teeth fall out.
Oh my God.
I can't explain how it. I don't. It's
a recurring bad dream in which all of your teeth fall
out. It's always in different settings, but that's always the idea is that,
okay,
that
what's the other?
All of my teeth fall out. And then, of course, the other is just the typical falling.
You have a falling dream?
Yeah, just, you know.
Not an airplane crash.
No, not an airplane crash. It's always usually.
I lived your bad dream when I fell in the bathroom.
Indeed, you did. That's
slammed
why I was
against the toilet.
That's why I was so sympathetic.
Really?
Yes.
That's startling to me. The bad dream that is that the Washington Post wrote a story about is the bad dream of walking into an exam or a test having not gone to any classes.
Mm-hmm.
Or not prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And it is evidently a widespread bad dream. I had it just two nights ago. And it's weird because why, even if you're, like, I'm 57, it's been decades and decades since I took a test. Why is that the bad dream? Like, why is, and they say it's at moments of stress, whatever.
Sure.
That's when you have these dreams, particularly when you have stress in your actual life. That's when you have these dreams. Why is that the stressful place we go to? Is the stress of our youth taking a test? For me, I was sitting there and I was taking an English test and I hadn't read any of the books in this dream two nights ago.
That sounds like every English exam I took. I think it's because
I even read the Spark Notes.
That truly is not being prepared. I think it's the idea that it's kind of a metaphor in terms of. It's something that you didn't prepare for. It was something that you were late for. Like, it's essentially a microcosm.
And it's a
of
regular.
A,
it's, it gets imprinted into us as youths.
Exactly.
And it happens over and over and over.
It's always considered an important thing.
It might be the most stressful thing that you do the most times.
Yes.
Right?
I think that's probably fair.
So, okay. On the flip side, there's Lance Armstrong.
Yes.
This was not a dream. This is reality.
No, this is reality.
He invested $100,000 in this little
venture capital.
And they had some ride-sharing thing back in 2000.
App that they were investing in.
Some kind of little app, some kind of thing that they were going to invest in. And the app, it turned out to be Uber.
Uh-huh.
Uber is, they're having an IPO, it's going public.
Yes.
And that $100,000 that Lance Armstrong invested, this is rebounding. This is getting back up on your bike. This, right?
This is getting back up on your bike.
Is
with all of the HGH and blood doping
to be worth one? How much?
So the IPO banks have valued the IPO as high as $120 billion, which would make Armstrong's shares worth about $3 billion. So it seems to reason that Armstrong is going to make $1 billion off of
three. This. Oh my God!
That is literally
Your dream.
My dream, like to. Like, can you imagine? Like, that is legitimately the dream. You threw away money at something you don't even remember doing, and then someone calls you, hey, remember that money that you did this, like, back in 10 years ago? And you're probably on that phone call. You're like, yeah, vaguely.
I suspect he remembered Uber. All right, what's next?
So happy for him.
Here's what's coming up next.
Here is what's coming up next on Jason and John. WWE Hall of Famer. Jeff Jarrett, JEFFJARRETT, will join them at 12:25. He, of course, planted the sword last night at Nissan Stadium during Thursday night football. I'll be hosting the Eric Hasseltine Show. Ryan Glasspiegel, the big lead, he's in town. He's going to come join me in studio 2:25. Worldwide Wob going to join the program at 3:25. GP in studio, Dan Wolkin today at 4:25. Jeff at 5 o'clock, tentatively scheduled. Harvard Horn.
I don't know if we're going to be doing it because I think I might have to go out to Memphis football practice.
Okay.
But there you go. All right. And it is a big weekend in Memphis sports with tomorrow Tigers and Grizzlies playing at FedEx Forum and LeBron coming in. So we will be back to talk about it all Monday. Have a great weekend. But for now, our work is done.
Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Gary Parrish Show. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m.
Be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Looking to raise the standard on Christmas gifts this year? Come see us at Lads for the perfect golf car to surprise your loved one. We have them in new and used models with plenty of options to add and customize. The all-new club car Onward is sure to be the talk of the household this holiday season. Lads, Witten and I-40, or visit us online at ladsonline.com.
Lads, up your life with Lads. Lads, up your life.
Men, are you noticing your hair is getting thinner? How about a receding hairline? Are you beginning to get concerned? Would you like to be able to fix it once and for all? We offer Almi, an amazing technique. No downtime, no sedation, no discomfort. We use your own body fat, stem cells, and PRP to regenerate your own hair growth once and for all. Visit SneedMediSpa.com for more information. That's SneedMediSpa.com.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering, terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com. Jewelers.com.
Howie, Robert Irwin Jewelers is always on the cutting edge, and you've done it again.
We've brought you a new choice in diamonds. We've got altar-created diamonds exclusively at Robert Irwin Jewelers, and what that does for you is give you the opportunity to save 25 to 30% and get a bigger and brighter diamond.
And how is that possible?
Altar-created diamonds are grown above ground, making them environmentally friendly and 100% conflict-free.
Howie, can you tell the difference?
What difference? They're both diamonds. See for yourself only at Robert Irwin Jewelers with free financing.
What if football didn't have to end? This February, it doesn't. The Memphis Express begins its inaugural season as a member of the Alliance of American Football. Professional football is back at the Liberty Bowl and led